Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Hey, thanks for tuning in with us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. We know these are really challenging times right now. And in keeping with that theme, because that's what's going on, we're really here to help, and we have some things we want to share with you.
Yeah, we want you to be taking exquisite care of yourself, but tuning into the opportunities that come in these times. You know, it may seem very difficult, but look for the silver lining. It's there. But in taking care of yourself, we want to remind you, you want to stay calm, you want to stay steady, you want to keep your concentration, and yet be relaxed. And we suggest Plus CBD Oils at pluscbdoil.com. They are right now offering various specials with very large discounts. So you want to check it out at pluscbdoil.com. But even if you don't see what you're looking for with a discount on their site, you can put TALK, T-A-L-K, in capital letters, in the coupon code area at checkout, and you'll get 20% off anything on their site. So remember, the hemp-based oil is the one that keeps your awareness high, but you're steady. It's not going to make you more nervous. And right now is not necessarily the time to be getting high.
Yeah.
But taking care of yourself.
Also want to remind you about the FLFE program, the Focus Life Force Energy Program. We know we need to raise our consciousness, folks, above these type of things, above the viruses, above all of the fray. And this is a program that actually helps you do that. They're going to be coming up with something later on this month that's going to be amazing. But right now, you can get a 15-day free trial, no credit card, nothing, at flfe.net/conscious-talk. Folks, take advantage of these things. And don't forget the other products we bring to you. They're foundational. We take them every day. They will help you stay grounded. They will help you stay healthy. And they will help you manage these very stressful times.
And hey, if you want to support a local company and get your products that we talk about in a hurry, you know, really fast, go to vitaminlife.com. That's vitaminlife.com. And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so to think like a shaman is to attune yourself to the world of spirit in ways that may seem magical, but are in fact very available. And we'll have a chat with Jonathan Hammond, author of The Shaman's Mind, to find out how he discovered and now works in the world of shamanism. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. People that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is the author of a book that really caught our attention. It was one that I kept hearing about from the other end of the house as Brenda was reading it first. It's called The Shaman's Mind. Now, our special guest is its author, Jonathan Hammond. He's a teacher, an energy healer, shamanic practitioner, and spiritual counselor. And before beginning his work in holistic health and spirituality, you may know him from his career as an award-winning actor, appearing on Broadway and on television. The full title of the book, The Shaman's Mind, Kuna Wisdom to change your life. Jonathan, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Hello, aloha. It is so wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited.
It's really great to have you with us, Jonathan. And I think, first of all, you might define for our listening audience what it means. What is a shaman? What does that really mean?
Yeah, a shaman is, that word comes from the Tungusic tribes of Siberia. And it's a word that actually means esoterically one who sees in the dark. So The shaman is a healer who, in conjunction with spirit and invisible energies and invisible wisdom, that which is contained in the darkness, so to speak, excavates that wisdom and that healing on behalf of other people. So a shaman is healing the relationship we have with our mind and our body, with ourselves and others, with others, with others, and with everyone and the planet.
And going into the darkness seems to be a shaman's specialty. Is there something significant about that? I mean, is it because most people are afraid to look at their shadow side, afraid to go in too deep into the dark, what they consider the dark side of themselves?
Well, so in my Hawaiian tradition, in Hawaii, this is a pervasive belief in Hawaii, but the day actually starts at nighttime, and it is out of the nighttime dream that manifest existence is born. So from a shamanic perspective, we think of all things coming out of the darkness. In the Genesis story in the Old Testament, it's that, you know, God created light and dark and separated the light from the darkness. And that's not a shamanic conception. From our perspective, it is through the darkness that we actually find our light and our healing. And even when people are coming to me as a shamanic practitioner, with problems or with difficulties or illness or misfortune, whatever might be going on in their life, I instinctively know that the hidden gifts of the soul, the gifts of a new awareness, are held within that darkness. And so the shamanic healing is about reframing and excavating the meaning of that darkness to see it as an opportunity.
And we'll talk about what's going on in our world now via the COVID-19. But one of the things I think that people are surprised at first, because, you know, we have all these preconceptions about shamanism and who is a shaman, and, you know, you're not coming out of the mountains of the Himalayas or South America or any of those places. You're a New York City kid at the moment, right?
Yeah, I sure am. Yeah, absolutely. I would never call myself a shaman. Others have, but that doesn't really interest me, and I don't think that that title would interest most people who some would call a shaman. You know, shaman is something that someone is named by the community, and it's a difficult path. It's actually not a path that I would wish on anyone. I really sort of steer clear of that word simply because I know that it's brought with a lot of difficulty. You know, the shaman is the quintessential wounded healer, and the wounded parts are tend to be very intense on the shamanic path, and they certainly were for me. And they often are, even in indigenous cultures, indigenous shamanic culture. You know, there's certainly, you know, the shamanic ways are, you know, they're out there, they're taught, and they are meant to be. They're meant to be shared. You know, there isn't, I've worked with shamans in North America, South America, Asia, Central America, Hawaii, and I have never, in my studies with them, I've never heard them say, I'm going to teach you this, but don't tell anyone about it. You know,
right.
I've never heard that. They want this wisdom out there. They want their ways out there in the hope that we'll use them to come back to something that benefits all of us and benefits the ultimate goal or intentionality behind shamanic work, which is to steward the earth into health and well-being. You know, this is an earth-based cosmology that is about honoring the earth. And what that really means is just living well and being well and loving each other and being in right relation with the earth and receiving mm-hmm. from the earth and knowing when to give back to replenish her and all of that.
Yeah, and this book, the timing of your book couldn't have been better, Jonathan, with what's
it's
going
crazy,
on.
Right? Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, it was truly divinely orchestrated. But the subtitle of your book, Huna Wisdom to Change Your Life, I think our listeners would be interested in knowing what is Huna Wisdom?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So Huna Wisdom comes out of Hawaii, but, you know, I often think and comes out of the Hawaiian shamanic tradition. That said, I often talk about Hawaiian shamanism as kind of shamanism with better beaches. It really is just shamanism. The thing about Huna is that, you know, like a lot of shamanic teachers and a lot of shamanic traditions, there's not a lot of, you know, there are no shamanic manifestos or scriptures or things that we can follow. And Huna wisdom actually provides us with a philosophical foundation for shamanic thinking. So the reason why I called the book The Shaman's Mind is because it teaches the reader through Huna wisdom how to think like all shamans do.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, shamanically in all cultures, all shamans they're believing the same thing. They're in different localities, wherever they might happen to be, they all tend to be believing the same thing, thinking the same thing, understanding the power of their mind, understanding the power of thought, understanding the power of the imagination. And Huna provides us with a philosophical sort of template to help us enter into that magical thinking of the shaman.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what Huna is. And there are seven principles. I don't know if we'll get to them today, but there are seven principles in the Huna system that are just these universal ideas that are just really helpful for successful living, whether or not you're a shamanic practitioner or you just want to live well.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Well, you know, talking about some of the principles that you talk about in the book,
mm-hmm.
The world is what you think it is. So
yes, that's the first
perception
principle.
The world is reality, as we might say it in a different way,
I was wondering, too, if it could be the world is what you believe it is.
Yeah.
Is there a difference there?
There isn't really. You know, what the first principle, which is called EK, the world is what you think it is, that's the sort of esoteric translation. What it's getting at is that the world adjusts and is influenced by your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And your thoughts are, of course, your beliefs and your intention.
Mm-hmm.
And along with the idea that you have influence over the world with your thoughts is the animistic idea from a shamanic point of view that everything is alive and conscious and everything can relate to our thoughts. So that means that what I give my focus and attention is actually influenced by my thoughts and beliefs.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, our audience, we talk of this, speak of it quite often, and it really, really does make a difference what you're thinking.
It really does. And you know, that's right. It, you know, the first principle is about the co-creation of reality with our thoughts. That's
mm-hmm.
really what it is.
Right.
And, you know, Huna kind of takes it a step further because it says that it's in every thought, in every instant. You know, we all know that we co-create our reality with our thoughts, but we forget it when we're stressed. We forget it when we want certain things. We forget it when we're not being consciously spiritual. But the idea is that it's every thought in every instant. You know, there's a phrase in Hawaiian. I won't give you the Hawaiian, but the phrase is the body is the house for the thought. So in other words,
hold that thought there, Jonathan.
Sure.
We're going to run off to a break, but when we come back, we'll pick up right there.
Yes.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced.
Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at PlusCBDOil.com. That's PlusCBDOil.com.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where everything that happens to you transforms into everything is for you.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partner at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And as always, you know, we love having you on board. You know, we are learning right along with you. Over the years, we've talked to just, you know, so many amazing people. And you can catch up with a lot of them by going to ConsciousTalk.net. Get into those archives or go to podcast1.com/conscious-talk. After our live show in Seattle, usually by midnight of that day, it'll be up at that address at podcast one. Well, we are here with Jonathan Hammond. He wrote an amazing book called The Shaman's Mind, Huna Wisdom to Change Your Life. And Jonathan, we had been talking about some of the basic ideas, and the one we were really getting into is the world is what you think it is, and or believe it is. There's not much difference in that. But one of the things that struck me about this particular conversation is that that goes to this idea that this is constant. I mean, if you're a conscious being, then you are in the moment realizing this. And but does it happen even when we're not conscious?
Well, it does. And in fact, the Hawaiians were really genius in that the ancient Hawaiians were really onto something in that they were onto the unconscious mind long before Freud and Jung and all of those those Western psychological models. And so the world is what you think it is also means what you think unconsciously. And of course, what we're holding in our unconscious mind a lot of times are things that are absolutely antithetical to the creation of our world. In our unconscious mind, we hold the parts of ourselves that we don't like. We hold our fears. We hold our limitations. We hold our wounding. We hold other people's beliefs about ourselves that we learned in childhood, you know, all of that. And so part of healing is to excavate what's going on unconsciously. And the easiest way to do that is to, you can go to therapy, but the easiest way to do that is simply to look at your life. And whatever is going on in your life, whatever people, places, and things are in your life are representative of what your internal beliefs are, because each is an external representation of what is inside of you, as within, so without. Mm-hmm. So if there are things about your life that you don't like, it's safe to say that you have beliefs, unconscious or not, that that indicate that it's perfectly okay that things are not okay, so to speak. So part of our work is to really look at what are those things that we hold that are influencing and creating our world in ways that we don't like.
Well, that's such a fascinating to me. It's very fascinating what you said, because as healers, and we do a lot of healing work, and of course you do too, Jonathan.
Sure.
We see a lot of wounded people. Does that mean we're still carrying that woundedness in our unconscious?
So, I mean, you know, we all have wounds. It is, mm-hmm. it is, you know, even if, you know, even if you, and, you know, most of these long-term entrenched patterns of negativity, we learned kind of 0 to 10. That's really when so much of that is being formed. And even if you had the most progressive, loving parenting, that the human condition is that we will all in some way close to the pain of the world. We will mm-hmm. all in some way learn to say no to some deep parts of ourselves. And mm-hmm. it's just what we all hold. And so we always have, that's why everyone's got to be doing their work. Everyone's got to be doing their work. There's no end to the work. There's right. a word in Hawaiian called mahiki, which means to peel away the layers of bark to reveal what's underneath. And the idea is that we are using mahiki over and over and over again to peel back what still needs tending, what still needs healing, what still needs attention, mm-hmm. because there's so much in there. So we want to get to the point where our wounds are not running the show, so to speak, or where we're not acting on through and on behalf of our wounds, but they're always going to be there. And the easiest way to address them is simply through Aloha, which is the fifth principle of Huna, which is just love mm-hmm. and happiness. And mm-hmm. and so there's a practices in the book around cultivating and bringing love to yourself.
Right. Yeah. And the yeah. practices in the book, by the way, and I love the meditations. They're quite beautifully done. And I want to just let our listeners know that this isn't just an instructional book at all. It's very well written. It's very easy to read. But also, it tells the story of how Jonathan got involved with this Huna wisdom and the shaman's mind, which is a fascinating story in and of itself. But I want to get to another principle. You defined three major principles. The world is yep. what you think it is. And the second one is there are no limits. And the third one is energy flows where attention goes. So there are no limits. Let's talk about that one for a moment, Jonathan, because most people believe they're very limited.
Yeah. And so from a Huna perspective, separation is merely an illusion. It is not, and we use separation in order to get to our flight on time, in order to divide something to make, you know, nice chocolate chip cookies. But we use separation for those purposes, but it is not the nature of reality. The nature of reality is that it is a unitive consciousness, a global organism of which we are all an inextricable part. And from this perspective, what I heal in myself, I heal in you. What you heal in yourself, you heal in me. What pain I hold in myself, in some way, the collective holds as well. So in HUNA, we want to take 100% responsibility for our own healing, because whatever is unhealed in us, we talk about that the world is stuck with. You know, the world is stuck with whatever we haven't healed. My teacher, my Hawaiian teacher, Serge King, he says, if you want to heal someone, think of them and you feel good. Think of them and you feel good. So it's a unitive existence. And it's not just the separation between things. It's also the limitlessness in our own mind and our own dream. So this principle is saying that that anything is possible if you can figure out how to do it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know, this whole discussion, I can just feel the listeners connecting dots of the kind around the kinds of things we've been talking about for years. Your Mahiki idea is the peeling of the onion. You know, so I guess they didn't have onions in Hawaii.
That's right.
That's fine.
That's right.
You know. But there, you know, and be the change you want to see in the world. That's something that we practice all of the time. How we see another and how that relates to what's going on in our internal landscape is central. And, you know, this is not a new idea, but at least we have the example of cultures, the one that you studied, the HUNA wisdom, that actually could live it. And
yes.
I think, and you know, we need to rekindle that, quote, magic, because it's actually natural to us. And that's where we get so confused.
One of the things that we feel is that we're living unnaturally for the most part, Jonathan. We're not living a natural life, correct?
That's right. You know, there's a sort of universal directive in Hawaii that's called Malama Ka'aina. And what that means is to love the land as you would a sibling or a parent.
So
in other words, that the very ground on which we walk is of the same essence as our family, as ourselves. And that there is no separation, and that's why to be reverent to all things, you know, and to even bless all things, is to indoctrinate yourself in a kind of belongingness in this world, a belongingness that we're all supposed to feel. We're also separated, but we're all supposed to feel that this is our world, this is our earth, and we belong here. And the invitation in really any shamanic work, or even I would even go as far as to say any legitimate spiritual work, is around reclaiming that belongingness and that sense of that this is my world, and I get to take up space, and I matter, and I'm precious. And if everyone would just hold that for themselves, they would inevitably hold it for everyone else, and we would get on with it.
And hold it for the world.
Yes.
And allow the world to get on with itself.
I often
think,
Jonathan, if we would really have a deeper understanding about there really is nothing to be ashamed of, because a lot of children grow up with a lot of shame and a lot of shame that corresponds a lot of guilt, which sponsors a lot of anger and everything else. But I often think that if we could grow up and understand that we all make mistakes, all of us, and some
pretty...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. And there's a practice in the book in one of the other principles, which is called manawa, which is now is the moment of power. So it's only in the now that we have access to power. And in one of the exercises in the book, what we're really getting at is to look at those times in your life where you made a horrible mistake, where you did something that you think, what was I thinking, where it's this embarrassing, shameful thing. And if you actually go back to that, you will see that you were actually trying to do something. Even in your worst mistake, you were trying to do something. You were trying to meet a need. You were trying to alleviate some internal pain. You were trying in some way to do something, always.
Yeah.
And so what I'm getting at in that exercise where we, in the present moment, look back and we go, wait a minute, I was actually always just doing my best. Even though I was so far away from my best, but I didn't know what else to do. I didn't know what I didn't know.
Well, hold that thought.
I didn't know what I didn't know. Yeah.
Right. Hold that. We're going to just take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, with their trademarked postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This is Conscious Talk, where zero point is the point of it all. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
And welcome back, folks. Hey, thanks for tuning in today with us here on Conscious Talk. And I mean actually tuning in to your heart, to your inner world in that quiet reflection. We're truly, truly, that's where we are connected. That's where we are already connected. We just need to tap into that. And we have a wonderful soul here today named Jonathan Hammond, who wrote The Shaman's Mind. It's Huna Wisdom to Change Your Life. That is his book. And this really goes hand in hand in what we're talking about, Jonathan, because I asked in the last segment about, I commented on shame, how much shame we all carry around and how it sponsors a lot of other very negative things in our lives. And if we could only come to the deep understanding that we all make mistakes, and when we're doing what we're doing it with the tools that we have. We can't do it any differently unless we have better tools, correct?
That's right. In fact, I would even go so far as to say I'm going to make sort of a revolutionary statement that the only appropriate response to any past action that caused us fear or shame is blanket forgiveness. Mm. Because we simply, you know, when we make mistakes, we don't know what we don't know. Mm-hmm. And it's so important to remember that aloha, the power of love as a creation of happiness. That's one of the principles of Huna. And mm-hmm. the thing that blocks love, the only thing that blocks love is criticism and judgment. Mm-hmm. Criticism and judgment, that is what is in the way, because love is something that conjoins things back to oneness, and criticism and judgment separate. They yep. separate things.
Yes.
And so we all make mistakes, but it's so important to remember that we're all just always doing our best. Everyone is always doing their best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, I think this is where people, it's so interesting in the spiritual community. We find there's a lot of criticism. We find there's a lot of competition. We find that people confuse the idea of we actually have the answers to everything with, if you're not able to pull that up in the appropriate time, there's something wrong with you. So
yeah.
It isn't any different.
That's right. And, you know, and one of the last principle of Huna is effectiveness is the measure of truth, which means the only thing that's true is what works.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that principle is getting at is that no one has the answers for you. I don't have the answers for you. Huna doesn't have the answers for you. My Hawaiian teacher, Serge, would say, if it works, then it's Huna. If it works, it's Huna. Mm-hmm. And what that's really getting at is that anyone who thinks that they are more enlightened than you or anyone else are that is what we should be wary of. You know, in the Buddhist literature, they talk about if you meet the Buddha at the side of the road, kill him. And what that means is that if you see someone who's calling themselves a Buddha, knock them off, because they're fooling you into thinking that they're more enlightened than you or anyone else.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
Any truth that's real comes through you.
Right.
Well,
Amen.
You let us off the hook, because we have so often been accused by family members in particular of being crazy. And, of course, our favorite response is, and yes, we are proud of it.
Yes, we are crazy,
so, but,
in a good way.
But I love that, and I love those concepts about mm-hmm. how you feel it's working if you're I call it being online. If it feels good to you, then you're online. You're okay. Well, we are here with Jonathan Hammond. I want to tell you his website is mindbodyspiritnyc.com. We have much more to discuss. We'll be back after these messages.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Well, now there is. It's called the Little Magic Machine by some. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 cleared device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation in the comfort of their home. After inserting one's hand into a patented glove, users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber where a special microprocessor manages the application of negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, reducing blood thickness and increasing microvascular circulation. Why is microvascular circulation important? Well, this is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to littlemagicmachine.com or the events section at conscioustalk.net for events where the Little Magic Machine is demonstrated.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their trademarked postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. And I should say aloha.
Aloha.
If you've been tuned in, you understand what aloha is all about, because we've been talking with Jonathan Hammond. The Shaman's Mind is his book. It's Huna Wisdom to Change Your Life. His website to find out more about his work is mindbodyspiritnyc.com, and that's, of course, New York, New York.
Yes, it is. So, Jonathan, we want to talk about forgiveness, and in Hawaiian it's
Ho'oponopono, right?
Yes, Ho'oponopono.
Yes. No one ever says it right, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Yeah, close so enough. What does that mean, and what does that forgiveness piece really mean in the shaman's mind?
Good. So pono is a word. It's actually one of the principles, and it means rightness or true condition of nature. And in this particular case, it's doubled, ho'oponopono, and ho'o is a word that means to make. So it means to make things right, but because of the doubling of the word pono, it's ho'oponopono, ho'o, to make things doubly right, to make things right with yourself and to make things right with God. And so this is a practice where you extend love to yourself, and it's usually done in sort of a meditative way, using four phrases. There are traditionally four phrases that have been translated into English. These phrases are different in Hawaiian, and sometimes they're not even used in Hawaiian. And those phrases, as you might have heard in sort of contemporary vernacular when hearing about this practice, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And so, and those phrases have deep and rich meaning that you learn about in the book, and you are meditatively and very lovingly extending those sentiments. I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, to the parts of you that are hurt, to the parts of you that are wounded, to that child within who learned a mistaken identity about him or herself, who learned that they were unlovable, wrong, who learned that they are to soothe their fear with food or with substances, who learned that they are nothing more than hit worthy, who learned whatever they learned in order to, and so by extending love to this hurt part of ourselves, what we're doing is we're saying, come back. It's sort of a Hawaiian version of soul retrieval. We're saying to this part of us, come back to my loving presence, and know that in the face of the love that I'm extending you, this mistaken identity of anything other than your inherent perfection is a mistake. And you will feel it when you feel your love, the love that I'm extending to you. And so it is an individual practice, but ultimately Ho'oponopono, which means to make right, to make doubly right, to make right more right, is a lifestyle. It's where we are in a constant rapport with loving ourselves. When you see those memes on Facebook that say, "Did you remember to love yourself today?" Those are not glib little things. Those are, if you would actually do it, profound spiritual truths that put you in alignment with the gift of the divine. Mm-hmm. And what brings you out of alignment with the divine is when we are not creating a vessel down here that can hold the infinite love that the divine wants to shower us with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good.
And that's what this process is for.
And I want to tell everyone in the book, there's a beautiful meditation for this. Like I said in a couple of segments ago, that you have some beautiful meditations in this book. Very powerful and very, very well done. So thank you for that. Well, we want to move on to the COVID-19 virus.
Yeah, and there's a reason for this, because one of the things we've told our listeners over the years, because we've learned it ourselves, is that everything is for you. Now, you just contracted the virus.
Yes, so you had it.
So I'll bet you had some insight here.
I did have some insight. And, you know, let me say this before I say anything about the virus. I think we have to be careful to you know, jump to a spiritual context for something that's killing people, and we can worry about that, you know, being slightly insensitive. And so just know that even as I share this insight, in order to share it, you kind of have to pull the lens so far back that you're really viewing this as a lesson of the collective soul of us all, you know, because that there is suffering, individual suffering in that lesson, but I'm speaking of this sort of overarching perspective. So, you know, I did tune into it shamanically as I had it. But thankfully, I didn't have it that bad. But there were a couple nights there and sort of fever dreams and bad headaches and very bad headaches. And you know, it really is about, we're ascending. We are ascending. And, you know, what's going on the planet, as tumultuous as it is, it's been prophesied. It's been prophesied by the Cherokee people, by the Cree people, by the Quechua people, even by the Hindu and Vedic scriptures talking about the Kali Yuga. There are all of these indigenous paths that have talked about this time on the planet being a difficult one, but one where an army of light beings, of light workers, which is everyone listening to this program, because, you know, the light being is nothing more than people who just know how to live from love, who understand that cooperation and kindness and community and neighborliness and not too much selfishness, like, that's the way to go. But and unfortunately, we haven't been really in the minority. And so, you know, the virus is really, you know, it is a cleansing of and an upgrade for that ascension to kind of come through. Mm-hmm. The other thing just to say about it is that, you know, it comes from bat. And bat medicine, from a shamanic perspective, is about death and rebirth. Mm-hmm. And it's specifically about facing our darkness and whatever it is that we need to face in order to facilitate that rebirth, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's an energetic component. When you think of bats, you think of radar, you think of sonar. And there's a sense with this virus, and what I was tuning into, just as it was sort of working through my head and my kind of sixth or seventh chakra, there was this feeling of, this is painful, but I'm being upgraded in some way, you know? Mm-hmm. And you know, I do think it's interesting that, you know, it's not really affecting children who are so adaptable and who are the beings who can so easily move into whatever we teach them. you know, in terms of their own ascension, and that it's more difficult for those who are more sort of set in their way,
Yes.
So these are all ways to think about it. And even if you think from a shamanic perspective, you know, we revere the earth. Shamanic people revere the earth, and what that means is that we want to stay close with the earth. And this virus comes from the earth, and that means that if we stay close to the earth, we can work with this virus, and we can say to this virus, "I want you to work with me the way you want to work with me, and I don't need a big lesson. Whatever it is that you're trying to get from us, just know that when the dust settles, I am right there for you, and I will go, and I will do, and I will be based on what you need me to be, because I know that you come from an earth wisdom that's beyond my understanding, but I want to work with you." Mm-hmm. And that's a way in which you can extricate yourself from so much of the fearful narrative on television. This is a benevolent being. It's just, unfortunately, it's also treating us like the virus that we are.
And what's so fascinating about this, Jonathan, is the fact that it's what I love about your book and The Shaman's Mind is we are working with, in cooperation with everything. We are not fighting against.
Yeah, and it very much is what you were talking about in the beginning of this interview, and it's in the book, about how you see things and how that relates to your own internal landscape and your own life. And, you know, to feel right in yourself is to be in alignment with what's right in the world, because that's what we're creating.
Yes.
It gets a little tricky, but if you stick with it, it can change your life.
Yes, and it does change lives. So, folks, the book is The Shaman's Mind. This is Huna Wisdom to Change Your Life by Jonathan Hammond.
Now, Jonathan is a teacher, an energy healer, and, of course, a shamanic practitioner. You can find out more about him by going to mindbodyspiritnyc.com. That's mindbodyspiritnyc.com.
Jonathan, we just want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for the beautiful work that you're doing in the world, for writing such a beautiful book and getting it out there. It's so timely right now and so needed. So God bless you on your journey, and we're happy you made it through the virus and that you've embraced the lessons around it and you're learning from it. And folks, we bless all of you and we thank you for joining us. Have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time, right here on Conscious Talk.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
Conscious Talk Radio.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, Mu Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.